I have in here, and this is what I really want to talk about, are some ideas of what you can do to celebrate Homeownership Month. And this is what I want you guys to really open your minds, look at the possibilities. You have like 2 weeks in May and then a couple weeks in June to do some planning on this, because June, the entire month, is Homeownership Month.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Mortgage Influencers, where we bring you professionals who share insight into the latest trends, tips, industry technology, and services to help you be a mortgage influencer in your mortgage business.
Okay, well, we are live and it is Wednesday. So welcome to this week's episode of Mortgage Influencers. My name is Ginger Bell. We have Scott Chang and Steve Richman. So happy Wednesday. How are you guys today?
I'm excellent. Been some sunny days in Denver, playing a lot of pickleball out there, and excited about Homeownership Month coming up. I don't know about you guys.
Absolutely. So we do not have a guest speaker with us today. We decided to really focus on talking about what you can do to leverage what's coming up in June, and that is June Home Ownership Month. So last year, I was doing speaking across the West Coast for a client and had done a series of live workshops. And during those workshops, just talking about what you can do to stand out as an influencer, video, all those things. And I brought up June Homeownership Month. And honestly, and I spoke to hundreds of people in these workshops for a couple of weeks in May I was doing, and there was like two people that knew that June was Homeownership Month, including probably the marketing department from this very large financial organization that did not know June was Homeownership Month. And so it's like, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? And you know,
don't they call it the June home buying season for a reason? You know, we all know that December is not Homeownership Month, right?
Yeah. So the funny thing is, and for those of you who are on the call, type into the Q&A. I don't know if the chat's available now or that the Q&A is available. Zoom kind of changes it. And if you're on watching us streaming, type in there. If you have done something, if you first of all do know it's Homeownership Month, and hopefully if you did and were paying attention last year when we were promoting it, you are aware of it. And if not, you know, what are you going to do? And that's really the whole purpose of this. And so last year, when I had this aha moment, it's like, okay, we are in the homeownership market. And yet as an industry, we are not doing anything to take advantage of this entire month called June Homeownership Month. And so I created a website. You can go to it. It is called junehomeownershipmonth.com. And let me grab it here and I'll show it to you. So if you go to junehomeownershipmonth.com, I have in here, and this is what I really want to talk about, are some ideas of what you can do to celebrate Homeownership Month. And this is what I want you guys to really open your minds, look at the possibilities. You have like 2 weeks in May and then a couple weeks in June to do some planning on this, because June, the entire month, is Homeownership Month. And so I want you to grab a pen. I want you to write down three things that you will do that are not necessarily just the simple, easy things, but three things that you will do that will help you to put yourself in a position of influence. So it can be a workshop. You could do a community forum. You could contact your local chamber. You could interview a state or a congressional member. When I was in California last year doing this, I made calls to representatives from the House of Representatives for California, as well as for the Senate, for their senators. And I honestly got phone calls back and from them saying, yes, absolutely, we'd be happy to attend a forum. We would happy to speak, because these are people that represent what communities that know that housing, especially affordable housing, is such a big concern right now. And so I don't want you to take an easy way out on this. I really want you guys to push yourself and to do things that will elevate the conversation and the awareness of homeownership in your community. So with that, if you go to junehomeownershipmonth.com, you can get some ideas, and I want to talk about those. And then I also have made some downloadable cards. So there's, I did 30 days of trivia cards. And so you can download those and then share them on your social media. I know a lot of people did that last year, and it's again, raising awareness. So I'll get off my soapbox for a minute. How many of you wrote down three things you're going to do? And if not, we're going to come up with some ideas right now. So Steve, you just said you finished speaking at the Home Builders Association in Raleigh, North Carolina. I think that is a great idea as far as talking about homeownership, because home builders right now, I mean, they're kind of at the point of they have opportunities, right, to really make a difference. So tell me about what you did.
Well, what I did and what I'm thinking, I am huge right now on builders. And the way that I look at builders, there's a lack of inventory right now. Bottom line, my rate on my house is 2.75%. And this is what I said in front of the group, which means I'm leaving this house horizontally with my toes up. Okay. I'm not going anywhere anytime soon. And we know that we have this new generation of first-time home buyers that are out there. It all has to come from building new homes. My opinion, you talk to any real estate agent today and they all say the same thing. I need to go on a diet. Why? Because I got every LO on the planet calling to take me to lunch every single day. I got it because the LOs are just pounding these real estate agents over and over. It might be a couple months, but that's about to happen with home builders. I really believe that that's going to take off. And if you go in and you start to plant those seeds today with those home builders, you're going to not prevent, but you're going to have the upper hand on any other lenders that go in with those home builders. And I heard that today, a lot of them have in-house lenders with them, right? And I asked, what's your capture rate on these in-house lenders? Folks, it ain't 100%. It ain't 50%, right? So there's still plenty of opportunity with these lenders. And I just think there's a ton of opportunity because they're thinking about other things right now. They're not thinking about it the way that a lender does. And it's a great conversation to have today.
And most places have a local home builders association, right?
And very active. I was shocked. There were 150 people at this event, and they said, wow, this is normal. And you know what they did? They for whatever reason, they didn't have their meeting back in April. So they gave out awards for March and April. There were over in just our little old county, Wake County, there were over 700 new homes sold over March and April of this year. And everybody's saying, oh, the market's dead. You got over 700 homes that were sold, new homes that were sold. We got to get in touch with these builders because they're thinking about the building of the home. They're not thinking about getting the people into the home. They're not thinking about the financing of the home. They're worried about all the rules, the regulations, the supply chain, all of that. Great opportunity right there.
So let's unpack that a little bit and what that looks like, because you're a speaker, they had a meeting. And so, you know, you were able to come and speak. I'm sure, as always, you did a fantastic job. And you're a paid speaker, so they paid to have you come in and talk to them. For most originators who are listening on this, they're not a paid speaker, but they may not have a local association that has a meeting in June to be able to take advantage of this, right? But what if we create that? And so here's what I'm thinking. And you guys, if you're listening to this, let me know, what do you need? I mean, what information do you need as far as putting together an event? Do you need
help? Can I cut you off right there for a second, Ginger?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm a paid speaker, whatever. But people go, I don't know what they want me to talk about, and I'm not comfortable. Stop. The easiest way to do that is go there and say, pull one of your builders out there and have them interview you, and you get to interview the builder back. So you're doing a back and forth where it's not just all about me. It's like, hey, builder, I'm a lender. Let me ask you these three questions so that the lenders can better understand what's going on. And then the builder says, well, let me ask you, lender, these three questions about what's going on from a lender space. Boom, you've just shared the stage. And you've bonded with that one who's on the stage and with everybody else. And you don't have to get all worked up about creating that presentation. The interview process is a great way to do it.
And panels. And thank you for that.
Panels, interview. Yeah.
Which is where I was going. It's like, so if there is an event that you can go and do that, that's a great thing to do. I love panels. I love putting together panels. You can do the same kind of thing. If you, you know, say, hey, let's put together a panel. If you put together a panel and you become the facilitator of that, and you write up the questions, you're now in charge of everything that's happening. So I love that. And that's a great way to do that. But let's say that the Home Builders Association or anything, say there's nothing going on in your area right now. It's like, this is a great idea, Ginger, but there's nothing going on. Create your own event. And so that's what I really want to talk about is create your own event. Put together that panel and do exactly what you talked about, Steve. And so if you put together a panel and think about, okay, I'm going to invite what? A builder. I'm going to invite maybe a couple of realtors, maybe a couple of builders, maybe someone in title.
Title company.
Put together a panel and maybe a couple of, you know, make it to where it's interactive. We did this last year in Philadelphia with a client and held it at the Keller Williams office. He got he worked for, I think he was with the city council at the time, but was an incoming, is going to be running for mayor this year, which he is. And so he was on the panel, a couple of attorneys, because there was some laws that were going on, talking about Airbnb. So they talked about that. And so just, you don't have to, as you said, you don't have to speak, but put together a panel of people who can speak on different areas of homeownership and put together the event yourself. Title companies love hosting events. So I'm doing this in Dallas. I'm going to be in Dallas for a week with some clients. And I said, hey, let's do a bunch of workshops. So wrote up the invitation. You know, this is what we're going to talk about. Invite the people in and call your title agents because they have the space to be able to have these and they can invite people.
That's the beauty of panels. I have my network. So everybody knows me in my network. But if I bring on a builder, I'm now hitting the builder's network because they're advertising the panel. And then when I hit the title company, the title people are, that title company is hitting it. So it goes so far. You've just stretched, just by saying, I got an insurance person, I got a title person, and I got a builder. You just three times your network, because now it's going out to all theirs as well.
Yep, exactly. And you can do it anywhere. I mean, Scott, you're in Denver. Wonderful place to put something together. But I would make that list of who you want to invite. So back to my question, for those of you who are on this call that are listening, Facebook listening, what do you need to in order to be able to put something like this together? You're saying, hey, guys, you know, Ginger, great idea. Steve, absolutely. You know, Scott, got this. But I don't know where to start. So that's what do you need? I mean, do you need to have an idea as far as what questions to ask? Do you need to know what to put together as far as the invitation, how to promote it? I was helping someone yesterday who put it onto Eventbrite. It's like, okay, well, how do I handle the registration? Most of the time your title companies will handle the registration for you, but I always recommend just, you know, take the bull by the horn and put it together, make it easy for them. Get the address and do all of that. But there's tools to be able to do it and make it super simple. So think about that. If you don't want to do a live event, you could do a virtual event. I helped a client yesterday. They have a local association of real estate agents, and they wanted to do, a session on AI for real estate. And I'm not sure how Dave got involved in it, but they pulled him in and he's like, what do I do next? It's like, well, I don't know. Let's figure it out. And I love that. Right. It's like, we can always figure things out. Just, you know, somebody asked you to speak, then let's figure it out. And I'm not seeing anyone type anything in. So it looks like you guys got this, which is good.
One thing, and Scott, you haven't said anything, so I'm sorry I'm bogarting the mic over here. But if you're going to have a live event, and if you're going to have this live event, and I read this on Facebook the other day because a real estate agent put it up there. She wrote, how important is it to have food at a live event? And my Ginger's going, nope, not that important. Every quote, well, every person that responded was, people don't show up if there isn't food. So yeah. You come up with your own. I believe that food is important. Ginger saying, no, it's not important, but that's why they make chocolate and vanilla, because these are opinions and they're not facts.
Yep. It was always sandwich platters for me from the local Vons.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing. I mean, should you have some, I call them snicky snacks, you know? Do you need to have a full-on spread? No. I mean, if you grab a couple things, there's lots of different things, but here's the reality, guys. And I will tell you this, and we have all, I have done so many live events, and you can have a huge spread. You can say, hey, we're making martinis or this, and people do show up just for that. I want people who are coming there because they are interested in learning, they're interested in growing, and it's a potential business person for me. If they're just coming for the food, may not be necessarily what I'm looking for. Here's what they do want: good content. That's the most important thing. Yeah, good content delivered well. So if you put together a good workshop, they're not going to notice that you haven't provided them with filet mignon. And I can tell you, in the market we're in right now, especially for real estate agents, they are hungry for good content. They're hungry for, what do I do to market? They're hungry for, so give them ideas, give them information, and, you know, give them a bottle of water they can drink while they're there. I mean, that's just
that's Scott's word when we come into content with ChatGPT and AI, right? You don't know. What do they want? Go to ChatGPT. What are the top 10 questions a first-time home buyer has? Guess what? You have content.
Oh, the chat box is disabled. Thanks, Crystal. So you have to put in the Q&A. I got to figure out why it's disabled. Yeah. Go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, a couple of thoughts. I mean, it, you know, as far as food and refreshments and things like that, I've never done anything heavy, and I've done a lot of these live events for both real estate agents and consumer direct. I mean, it's only a couple hours, so like some cookies and some refreshments and just, you know, it's snack food. But one of the things that I also wanted to say is I love the idea of the live events. But if that's not 100% your speed, you can replicate that with your podcasting that you're talking about. You know, the most effective thing you can do is go out and interview real estate agents. But what if every week in homeownership month, you interviewed a insurance agent, a local builder, an insurance agent, and you did a separate interview on your, invite them onto your podcast. You say you don't have a podcast right now. I know somebody that can help you set up a podcast and launch it in homeownership month by interviewing these different parties. Like that's another way that you can do it. It's, you can accomplish almost the same thing. Yep. And drag it out, but don't just always, like what Steve mentioned is when you tap into these people, you're tapping into their networks and they're going to share. So it doesn't always have to be just real estate agents. Start thinking about interviewing builders. Like if you have new construction in your area, you should be creating content about that new construction. I know quite a few, well, not quite a few, because most a lot of people don't think about this, but start creating content about a new construction project that's going on in your community. And talk about the different models and do interviews with the builder and the representatives, the salespeople in the office, and do those kinds of things. Like that's, it's, you know, and then the last thing I guess I wanted to put is, And you mentioned this, Ginger, and I kind of just wanted to reiterate this. This is homeownership education month. Don't just get a nasty case of commission breath and just start doubling down on telling everybody that this is the best time to buy. This is educate consumers about homeowners. Take advantage of that piece of it and lead with education.
Yeah. Absolutely. 100%. Double down on that. And education is, I mean, that's what we need right now, because, and the thing of it is, anytime there's things in the news, I mean, we're in the middle, if you're listening to this down the road, where this is May of 2023, we are at a crossroads right now of the debt ceiling. And it is like in the news, constantly in the news, constantly. And honestly, there's a lot of publications in our own industry that are kind of doing a scare tactic. I read some articles this morning talking about, you know, whether we default or we don't default, it's going to have a negative impact on housing. And it's like, you don't know that. I mean, it's like, why on earth? I mean, and we're getting to that point. It's like, doesn't matter if we get, you know, red pill or blue pill, it's both going to stay.
The funny thing about that, Ginger, is they're not saving money. They're just saying, are we going to allow ourselves to spend more? Like, let's raise the debt ceiling so that, oh, we're not over budget because we just moved the line on the budget. It's not going to impact it. Yeah, it's if it bleeds, it leads. And that's how our industry is. And that's why education is so important. We have recession. We have interest rates. We have debt ceilings. We have all of these things that the news is talking about right now, that that there's always an opportunity to bring in a shall we call it a calmer perspective, or a more realistic perspective that the, we'll call it the man on the street needs to know. It's not this, you know, it's not clickbait. All news is clickbait. It's like they want viewers, they want eyeballs, they need to sell advertisement. So they're always going to spin it. And we know for a fact that, you know, social media is a breeding ground for negativity and conflict. And like, if it's controversial, it's going to get attention. Well, education gets a lot of attention too. You just don't hear about it. It doesn't make the news, but people need it and they're desperate for it. And they appreciate it when you provide it.
Yeah.
And that's part of, that's your first step of know, like, and trusting you, is going out there and just educate people with no expectations of anything in return, because they will come back to you.
Yeah. Can I go off that education comment? Homeownership Education Month, right? That's where we are. A lot of people in Ginger's world, we know, and in Sky's world, we keep talking about podcasts. And I see a lot of LOs, everybody, they put up their one clip each week. Okay, here's my clip. You know what's great in June? Here's my top 10 homeownership tips that I've given over the past 2 years.
Oh, I like
that. Know what
idea.
You've just done? You haven't created anything new. You're sharing the stuff that's already done. But the minute you say top 10, oh, I got to see what that is, man. That's the good stuff.
So and
it's
when
just
you
sitting
say
right it's, there for you.
And when you say that I've been sharing for the past 2 years, even if you don't have a podcast, you've been probably doing it on your social media platform, you're doing all of these ideas. Oh, yeah. That's brilliant, Steve. Like, that's so smart. It's like,
I love
hey,
that.
These are the things that I've been talking about for the last 5 years. I've compiled it to the top 10 that people say benefit them the most or whatever. Yeah, so smart. Yeah, I love that.
Well, and to take that, which is a fantastic idea, and you could honestly easily repurpose that and do a quick little number 10, number 9, do it David Letterman style, right? And people anticipate that. And so easy to do that. The other thing that you can do is make sure you're including that into your email newsletters. And so many loan officers I talk to do not leverage their data. I mean, it's like you have all of your previous consumers you've done a loan with, previous realtors that you've worked with, that you're wanting to work with. put together something like that, which is a brilliant idea, and say, hey, during, you know, homeownership month, I'm going to send you, you know, my top 10 tips, or I'm going to send you and Crystal, thank you. Crystal, you're always so sweet. I love you so much, my dear. But Crystal came up with a great idea to set up a calendar, and she is going to a real estate agent's office and she's recording a video with them. And so again, giving that value, hey, let's talk about what's happening in the market. Let's talk about what consumers need to know about. So it's not just about her, but she's going out and we set up a special link on Calendly. So we've locked it up into time so they can select, put their address in there, make it easy for them to do it. And then you record it. And so Crystal's going to do that with her agents. Crystal's a client of ours. So she sends it in, we edit and produce them. All she has to do is just go out and just record it. But it's a great value to be able to do that. Here's the thing. And I will tell you, those of you who are on this call, you know this information. It is May. And this is why I wanted to do this in May. And I apologize if I'm using my mommy voice. Sometimes
I know. I feel like I'm about to be in trouble.
You guys know, we've told you about this. You're on this call. You now know, hey, guess what? Ginger said, June is homeownership month. I have a huge opportunity to take advantage of. Did you know it's homeownership month? Did you know it's homeownership month? To call, I mean, push yourself, guys. I want to know who has the guts to pick up the phone and call, as long as, you know, they're a good person to call, one of your representatives, you know? And if you can't even get them on a live event, maybe you can get someone in their office. You know, get someone local, call a local mayor, call a local city council member, you know, call a local builder, you know, put this information together and use it. Because I can guarantee you, probably half of you that are listening to this right now will do it and take action on it. The opportunity is there for all of you. You have to act on it. But the quote is, opportunity is often overlooked because it's dressed in overalls and looks like work. It's like, it is a little bit of work, but guess what? You all got this. It's easier than you think. And what I want to know is, and this is why I ask, what tools do you need? Where are the challenges? You know, Crystal, who's on the call, she was a little bit challenged as far as setting up the Calendly link. And she and I hopped on a Zoom. We both kind of went through it. It's a little bit different setting this one up off, but we figured it out. If you want to know how we did it, we'll create a video about it. And Crystal, I know we need to have you actually on as a guest to talk about all the great things you're doing as well, because she's crushing it. So those are the things. Biggest challenge, you guys that are listening, I want you to make the commitment and make the physical, not just that, oh yeah, that's a great idea, but really do it. Let me know what you need as far as help, because I'm happy to put videos together. Scott does a lot of videos for it. Steve has been doing. So, I mean, it's like, let us know what you need. That's the whole reason we started this group, right? It's like, where do y'all need help? What do we need to do to put it together? And let's just do that. But here's what I want. And we're going to hop off because we're at the top of the hour. I want you to type into the Q&A. I apologize, the chat's disabled, but type into the Q&A. What you're going to do. And even if it's just one thing for June homeownership month, it's, you know, using Steve's idea as far as repurposing content, which is great. Scott's idea, talking about, you know, doing a podcast, you know, Crystal's idea as far as going and interviewing realtors, putting together a workshop. But type into the Q&A, and you can, it's under questions and answers. Take a minute, type in there, let me know what you're going to do. Because
since we have to log off, I'd say do it in the comments on the Facebook group.
Exactly. You make it, put it in the comments in the Facebook group underneath this, and we can repost it too. Because having that and doing that accountability, I think is helpful for people to be able to do that, because then it creates that, oh my gosh, I said I was going to doing that. So it kind of helps you do that. I'm not saying anybody, maybe it's disabled. I don't know. So
you scared everybody with your mom voice.
They're all on the phone making phone calls to the
representatives. I love that. Yeah.
We have executors. This is influencers group. They're busy.
Yeah. And a lot of them have it. But I mean, honestly, guys, if there's things that you need, don't be afraid to let us know. That's why we started this group. And that's the most important thing, is to be able to say, okay, this is what we're going to do. And this is where I need some help. So definitely let us know. Guys, thank you so much. We're going to continue to put some tools up. You will be hearing us talk about this, because I really, really, really want you to take advantage of this. Consumers need it. Consumers need us out there with a positive message talking about homeownership.
And quite frankly, real estate agents need content there with their consumers. And if you provide them with that information, you're expanding your network.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Not just you.
Absolutely. Okay, guys. Well, thank you so much, Steve, Scott. Thank you. And we will see you all next week. Have a great week, guys. Thanks.
Bye.
Cheers, everybody.
Bye.